You're listening to Vatican Radio. Britain's Queen Elizabeth II will meet with Pope Francis at a private audience in the Vatican on Thursday afternoon. The Queen, who'll be accompanied by her husband, Prince Philip, Duke of Edinburgh, will also have a private encounter with Italian President Giorgio Napolitano during the one-day visit to Rome. The audience with Pope Francis will mark the 87-year-old Queen's fifth encounter with a Roman pontiff here in the Vatican, beginning with Pope Pius XII, whom she met in 1951, the year before her accession to the throne. In 1982, she became the first monarch since the Reformation to welcome a pope to Britain during John Paul II's pastoral visit to the country. And in 2010, she also hosted Pope Benedict XVI on his state visit to the United Kingdom. To find out more details about this brief visit to the Vatican, I spoke to Britain's ambassador to the Holy See, Nigel Baker.
The background, in a sense, slightly accidental background, the Queen was due to come to Rome in 2013 at the private invitation of President Napolitano of Italy. She'd been invited, along with the Duke of Edinburgh, to a lunch, but had been unable to come because of ill health. It's very rare that the Queen has to not accept an invitation, not able to fulfil an obligation, and she doesn't like leaving obligations unfulfilled. So she was determined to reinstate that visit. Of course, since then, Pope Francis had been elected, and Her Majesty felt it would be, right to use this opportunity to come to Rome and visit Pope Francis as well. It is normal when the Queen comes to Rome that she would visit the Pope. And so we're delighted that here's a chance. She has met many of Pope Francis' predecessors, but of course not Pope Francis, and that the Queen and Pope Francis will have that chance to get together.
It's a private encounter, though. Wouldn't it have been more normal to have a state visit on this occasion?
Well, it's the visit to the President of Italy is essentially a private dinner. I wouldn't call it private. The encounter itself will be private, but it is still an officially recognised visit, and we are treating it as are the Holy See in that way. So, but the Queen will be with the Duke of Edinburgh. Will be received in private audience. The media won't be in the close meeting, but obviously it will be a public event in terms of the arrival and the departure. It's, for me, in a sense, nothing that the Queen does is really private. What is very important in terms of the relationship between Britain and the Holy See is the encounter between Queen and Pope. This will be, I think, the seventh time she has met a Pope, and I think the fifth different Pope that she will have met. I think these meetings help to strengthen the relationship. They help to provide sort of milestones, in a sense. And I think, particularly if you look back in terms of Queen Elizabeth's reign, it is extraordinary how far the relationship between Britain and the Holy See, and indeed between the Anglican Church and the Catholic Church, has developed since 1952, when she became Queen. And I think we have a lot to thank the Queen for, and one a key aspect of that improvement of the relationship have been these encounters.
As you say, she's met with popes going right the way back to Pius XII, the year before her accession to the throne. She didn't meet with Paul VI. He's the only one, and John Paul I, of course, because of the brevity of his time. But why do you think perhaps Paul VI is missing from that list? He seemed, in some ways, the most ecumenical of all the popes.
I mean, I don't think there's any particular reason other than the Queen didn't travel to Rome during that period, and Paul VI was the Pope who, in a sense, started the sort of idea of papal travel, but didn't travel anything like as much as his successor, Pope John Paul II. So I don't think there's any particular reason for that. Ecumenically, of course, however, there were great advances and extraordinarily important encounters. The first meeting between Archbishop of Canterbury and a Pope took place, the first official meeting took place during the reign of Paul VI, the opening of the Anglican Centre, the sending of a permanent representative of the Archbishop of Canterbury to Rome. All those happened during the reign of Paul VI. So I think there were developments ongoing right throughout the pontificate, but the encounter between the Queen and the Pope never happened.
As you say, there will be diplomatic and political, if you like, consequences to this visit, but also maybe religious, ecumenical consequences. She is still, after all, the Supreme Governor of the Church of England, defender of the faith. What impact do you think, in practical terms, can this have, this meeting?
I think you're absolutely right. We have a new Archbishop of Canterbury. The Archbishop of Canterbury, Justin Welby, met Pope Francis last year in June. I very much expect him to meet the Pope again in the next few months or so. I'm sure that Lambeth Palace will brief Her Majesty before she comes, and she will want, I think, to, in a sense, understand from Pope Francis how he sees the role of faith in the world in the 21st century. Her Majesty is a lady of great faith. One only has to look at her Christmas broadcast, for example, to see when she emphasised the importance of faith, the importance of family, the importance of reflection in our daily lives. As it happens, these are all messages that Pope Francis also likes to insist upon. So I think they will have a lot in common. And I think that clearly, when you have somebody like the Queen who can look back as well as forward, she will look back on her previous encounters with popes, look back on the relationship, on her role as Supreme Governor of the Church of England, but also as her role as Queen of over 5 million Catholic subjects in the United Kingdom, many, many more throughout the wider Commonwealth. I think, you know, the encounter will have all sorts of repercussions, ecumenically, in terms of state-to-state level, but also in terms of two very wise, very capable people who have a lot to say to the world, getting together and sharing notes, as it were.
On a slightly lighter note, I'm sure many people are wanting to know what she's going to be wearing. We look back to the first visits, Pius XII, John XXIII. She's dressed in black with a mantilla. More recent meetings, she's been dressed in more trademark colourful hats and coats. Can you tell us anything about the protocol for this encounter?
I can't really say much about dress, but I think what I can say is that I expect protocol will be a little lighter than it has been for previous encounters here in Rome. I think this is something that both the Queen and the Pope would prefer. And I think it suits with the style of the visit. We'll have to wait and see on the actual details. But I don't think we'll be seeing tiaras and mantillas this time round.
My thanks there to Britain's ambassador to the Holy See, Nigel Baker.